For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. Yesterday, volunteers raised 497 flags for the annual Avenue of Flags celebration in the Centralia City Cemetery, the Columbia Missourian reports. This is an annual celebration in Centralia to honor veterans, as each flag raised represents a veteran in the area who has died in the line of duty. Those involved recited the Pledge of Allegiance and sang the national anthem. Centralia City website says the flags will lower next Monday at 5 p.m. Tomorrow, Columbia will celebrate the annual Fire in the Sky celebration in an unconventional way. To comply with social distancing guidelines, the celebration will only include the fireworks display instead of having entertainment and activities. The city has moved the display to Cosmo Bethel Park to allow as many people as possible to still view the display. Cosmo Park has no nearby construction or highways, making it a more favorable spot to be viewed by many. The show begins at 9:15 p.m. The Columbia Boone County Department of Public Health and Human Services released a public health alert this afternoon. The alert warns that those who went to Willie's Pub and Pool or Silver Ball on Friday, June 26th, may have been exposed to COVID-19, likely due to crowded conditions. The department advises people attended to monitor for symptoms of the virus and to quarantine for 14 days if they do. This comes as the state has seen 547 new cases of COVID-19 since yesterday, for a total of 22,830. The Columbia City Council is expected to vote on the emergency mask ordinance on Monday, and if the measure is passed with at least a 6-1 vote, it will take effect immediately. Mayor Brian Treese held a press briefing yesterday to clarify his proposed ordinance of mandatory masks in Columbia. Treese says the ordinance is a response to the rapid increase of COVID-19 case numbers in the area since reopening measures began on May 4th.
And the cost to small businesses to close, clean, reopen, the PR amid an already uncertain economic environment is significant.
The proposed ordinance would require people above the age of 10 years old to wear face coverings in public. For individuals who don't, there could be a fine of up to $15. Business, government, or nonprofit entities would be subject to fines of $100 per violation. There would be a few exceptions, such as when someone is in their own home or a vehicle with members of their households, or if they have a medical condition that prevents wearing a face mask. Tree says he would expect the city and county government to enforce the ordinance realistically, not by watching to make sure every single person has a mask all the time, but rather by seeking to normalize widespread mask usage.
What we want to do, again, is set that community expectation, that community standard, and give all businesses the guidance they need that, hey, the science behind this works, and that if we all do it together as a community standard, it will make a difference in those trends.
I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.